right here and see a big bunch that's all mixed. See, that's a bunch of swine, you know.
They're all swine.
They're all swine, yeah.
Well, that's pretty complicated terminology.
Well, I've raised them for 60 years.
And you know the difference, huh? Did you know any girls named Martha?
Was that? Oh, yes. That? Yeah. I got when I married Miss Ward, I'd had a friend, we was kids together, her name was Martha. And some of my friends wanted me to marry Martha, but I kind of thought Miss Ward's the best, so I took Miss Ward, Lily, in place of Martha. I took Lily in place of Martha. She's been married three times now, and every man she married was named Elmer. Pretty good old Dutch girl. They come see us once in a while.
This was Martha who married the Elmers?
Yeah, she married three Elmers.
Was Billy a common name?
Oh, yes. John and Bill was the most common names. Mm-hmm. Then Charles come in along there, you know. Mm-hmm. But Bill and John was I had a brother named Bill.
What was he called when he was a little bitty fella?
Huh?
Did they call him Bill when he was a little bitty toddler?
Well, his name is William, John William. Bill's a nickname for William, you know.
I just wondered if they called him Billy when he was a little
boy. Boy, they called him Billy, yeah.
And then he gets bigger and becomes
little
Bill.
You know what? He'd come here, he was World War first brother. And he went to Florida when he was about 8 years old. And I stayed here, and I never knew him very well. But I got acquainted with him later years, and he come here 7 years ago to get his birth certificate. Well, we went to all the trouble, we got his birth certificate, and he's a machinist, helicopter machinist.
My goodness.
He went back to Fort Worth, he had a job there as a helicopter, and you know, he went back, and we've never been able to find him since. We've got the War Department hunting for him, and they've never been able to find him. His name is Bill Ward. The old name went the name of Bill, but his name is John William.
Now, this is your brother?
That's my brother. I've been here telling him for 7 years.
Huh.
I'd give hundreds of dollars to find him.
Mm-hmm, I bet you would. You're the rascal.
Yeah. He promised to write to me. But I don't know what ever happened to him. We got, my niece has got the War Department now trying to locate him. You see, he was in the Navy 4 years, see, in the First World War. Well, he ought to. But we don't know what his commander's under or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But we got this year, the American Legion hunting, trying to locate him now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might just find him one of these days.
Well, I'm the only one left except one other brother out of six. I got a brother up here not long ago. He lived in McPherson, Kansas. Mm-hmm. He's 14 years younger than I am.
Maybe your brother Bill's waiting till he makes his pile of money to come home.
Well, I don't know what's happened to him. He had a wife but never had no children. Mm-hmm. And we rode back to Florida where they had their home, and they don't know where they left there, and they don't know where it went to.
Hmm.
Can't find him or his wife or none of them.
It's very strange. Did you have any friends named Ralph?
Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never had no cousins named Ralph, I know of.
That wasn't a particularly common name.
No, it wasn't a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
No. I got a cousin named Art, and got someone named Charlie and Frank. Frank and Sam. Now that's a pretty common name. I got a cousin named Frank, Sam, and Perry, and a lot such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim.
How about Matthew? Was that a common name?
Well, it wasn't so much. We heard it once in a while, but not too much Matthews.
There was just
Jim, John, Charlie, and now I had a brother named Jesse, but they always called him Jack. Jesse Elwood. Elwood was I had an uncle named that. He was named after him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse's a girl's or a man's name, either one's won't know how to spell it, you know.
Mm-hmm.